I'd like to bring in Ivan Watson, who's following all these developments from Kiev. Ivan, what do you know about these pictures and what happened?
Well, it appears to have been a security camera that its live feed just went down. This does look like an armored personnel carrier, suggesting the Russian military is directly involved with the attempted takeover of this Ukrainian air base. We spoke just a few hours ago with the Ukrainian commander of that base, a man named Yuri Mamchur, and he vowed to try to hold on to the base, to use fire hoses to try to keep back what he described as pro-Russian militia, as well as Cossacks backed by Russian troops who were surrounding his base. And he told us, quote, "We're going to keep our oath of service to Ukraine and to the Ukrainian people." But this is just one tense example of a series of Ukrainian military bases and installations that have been taken over one by one by the Russian military and allied self-proclaimed civil defense groups, including Ukraine's last and only submarine, which was handed over sometime in the last 24 hours. So this has been a move that's been taking place across the Crimean Peninsula. The Ukrainian government has authorized the Ukrainian military to use their weapons, but we have not heard of any cases where the Ukrainian military have actually fired on the advancing Russian troops and their Russian militia allies.